You're very welcome to Lauren Parker here on WLR, Tomás McCarthy here till 7 o'clock. Well, it's a bumper football weekend with 17 knockout fixtures taking place across the county. McDermott McDonagh Cavan's Dungarvan leader is standing by to preview the senior football quarterfinals and relegation playoffs. Joey Carton will tell us about the success of the De La Salle Camogie Club, and later in the hour we'll hear from De La Salle Hearty Cup boss Dermot Dooley. But first,
he blows his whistle, it's all over, and the Nair are county champions for the 11th time. They've made it back to back. They did it in 93 and 94. Now they've done it in 21-22. Michael Ryan's men bring the Conway Cup back to the Nair Valley this evening, into Ballymac, and in the end, probably deserving winners. It was a tight game.
So we're down to the business end of the County Senior Football Championship. Quarterfinals weekend is upon us. The race for the Conway Cup will be down to four by Sunday night. And McDermott McDonagh, the Dungarvan leader, is here to guide us through the bumper fixture list. And McDara, we're going to start with a double header in Fathair Field. On Saturday we have Rathgormack versus Clashmore Kinsale Beg at 3 o'clock. Rathgormack have lost the last three county finals. How are they shaping up this season?
I saw them against the Nair in the first game where they were considerably better, but they relaxed. They kind of seemed to fall back. I don't know what it is. They seemed to let teams get back at them, and the Nair got level. And like Rathgormack were considerably better than the Nair on the day, but the Nair pulled level. Now they pulled away again, Rathgormack, and they won it by 5 or 6 points. And they were happy with that. But they have this tendency at times, and Clonair the same. You know, they're flying it, and then they just seem to get caught, and they'll have to watch out for that. Look, they've quality players, you know, right through Currys, Powers, when you start naming players, you always leave names out, but they have quality. Jason Gleeson, Willie Hassey, like that, Paddy in the goals, they've good players, like, and they're a good team, and they've only won one championship, and they probably should have won more. But then, you know, if you don't win a second one, maybe, and you're there for a couple of years, maybe you should be winning a second one. Like, compare them with Stradbally of, we'll say, 15 years ago. They won five in a row. You know, compare them with the Nair going for three in a row. And the teams generally win more than one. So to justify themselves as being a good, they are a good team, but they need to win a second one. So, that, I mean, they're a good team, all right. Here they're playing Clashmore. I saw Clashmore against Ballinacourt. You know, it was their first game. Their level of preparation hadn't been great for it, because I think there were a couple of challenge games lined up and they fell through and played well in the first half. It was 7 scores each. The difference was, because it was played out in Onryne, you see, that's why I'm so familiar with this one. And I think it was 7 points to 3-4. But they collapsed in the second half, and Ballinacourt ran riot. But then, in fairness to them, they were against Kilrossandy just 5 days later, recovered from that, and Kilrossandy probably would feel they should have won it, but you know, they came strong at the end and they won it. And as a fellow, a member of the club said to me, "No, we timed our run." No, he had a little smile when he said that. But you know, Rathgormack would be the favourites here. Like, you know, I think it might be a step too far for Clashmore.
And which Clashmore player should we look out for here?
Brian Lynch is the main man. Brian Lynch, good footballer. Big loss to Waterford. Won't be available for Waterford next year. And he is a big loss. In fact, he's not the only player leaving Waterford set up from what I hear, but he's a class player, yeah.
Yeah, very disappointing to hear that he won't be part of the set up next year. Mac, looking at the second game on the card, we have the Nair continuing the defence of their title against Galtier. That is a 4:30 start. What have you made of the Nair in this year's championship?
They had all the appearance of a team that had very little done in the first game against Rathgormack. Look, Jamie Byrne is missing. I'm told he's a loss. I'm told that from a prominent member of the club. We won't say any more about him. The fellow who told me. Now Jamie would be a loss, like, but I mean, you know, they still have what I would consider the strongest midfield in the county, Tollum and Sean Welsh. They still have Thomas O'Gorman in that back line, you know, Dermot Ryan. They still have Conor Gleeson, you know, Aaron Ryan. They're good. They're very professional. Going for three in a row, am I right? Have they won three in a row before, Tomás? You remember that? You can tell
no,
me that.
They haven't. They certainly haven't.
So that's, you know, that's a target for them. But it's a step-by-step approach, and they will take that with Michael Ryan at the helm. They will go step-by-step approach. And they're playing Galtier here. Galtier should be at the top, near the top table, because they've won numerous underage titles. Like, they won an under-20 last year. I saw them playing. Mark Fitzgerald, great footballer. Patrick, good footballer as well. I don't know whether he, I think he came on the last day, whether he'll start here or not. But often in the past, when it has come to the crunch games, Galtier have been found wanting. And that's they need to get over that. And there's only one way to stop that, and that's to actually start winning these games. But I don't think they're... I think the Nair is a step too far for Galtier tomorrow. It'll be a major shock for me if Galtier won it.
We could have a great battle in prospect on the edge of the square, Mac, between JJ Hutchinson and Thomas O'Gorman that you mentioned there earlier. Who do you think will come out on top in that?
Yeah, that's yeah, great battle there. Two fine footballers. I've yet to see Thomas O'Gorman being bested by anybody. So, you know, you're saying that, but when JJ's on his game, it'd be interesting to see what Desi does here now as well. You know, like if Desi, JJ, Patrick Fitzgerald, Mark Fitzgerald all played to keep to top form, and the supporting cast rolled in, they could. But I just don't see Galtier winning it. But that battle, I'd never bet against Thomas O'Gorman.
No, that's certainly a good way of looking at it, Mac. Looking at the relegation playoff, we have Strabley against Portlaw. That has a 2:30 start in Kiel. The losers will go into Premier Intermediate for next year, while the winners will play the Premier Intermediate champions to decide who plays senior in 2024. Strabley were champions as recently as 2017, Mac. Why have they fallen on such hard times?
I suppose it'd make it simple. You know that great old phrase, they're in transition, and they are. All those, most of those great players have gone. You know, Cunningham's, Michael Welch, Gerard Power, all these top class players, Corns, they've all retired. They were a fantastic team. They were so difficult to beat, and it was surprising to see kind of how tamely they went out, really, at the hands of Kilrossenty. You know, we were all expecting a bit of fire and brimstone, and there wasn't any in it, really. There wasn't a love laid on any player. I was surprised by it. I thought there'd be a bit more in it. They're gone back a lot from where they were. I think they are probably in between now. You know, it happens a lot of clubs, and it happens a lot of county teams as well. When a great team goes, sometimes there's a couple of years before a great team comes again. And I think that they might be in that situation now. No, I've seen Portlaw twice. They came with the brickies. I mean, they went 2 points ahead in the 63rd minute, and then was it the 66th? Conceded a softish goal, and there the brickies were through, you know? So, you'd go with Strabley here, but Portlaw won't be without a chance, but you'd still say Strabley.
How much of a loss is Michael Donnelly, Mac, with injuries? Came off in the last two matches.
He has, yeah, and he probably shouldn't have started either. But I mean, he's so crucial to them that they have started him. And I suppose, look, if a player is injured, you're better off to start him, because you could bring him on, and he might last 2 minutes, and then you've wasted two subs. And they haven't used too many subs, so their panel is fairly slim, I'd say. So they'll probably he'll probably start again, and he'll probably go as long as he can. Non Michael, you know. Look, they have John Power, they've Jordan O'Sullivan, but they've DJ Forn. They need more from DJ. They probably need more from Jordan as well. This is where the big players need to stand up, because they lose this and they're down to Premier Intermediate. And Strabley, even if they win it, they're not guaranteed the senior status for next year. So it's a tough one. But I think Strabley will win it.
Looking at Sunday, then, Mac, back to Fraher Field again. Another double bill. Balnacorty and Unrein throws in at 4:30. And before we get into the game itself, I want to ask you about Liam Lennon, who is still doing it for Unrein. Got 2-1 the last day in the second half against Portlaw. How would you sum up his contribution to Unrein over the years?
Phenomenal. In a word, phenomenal. I think I said it to you last Sunday. He just doesn't waste any ball. You know, any ball, he does something right with it, whether it's an attempt at a score. Like, for the first goal they got, he got the ball out to me, if I remember, and curled it in. It would have been a lovely point. It just happened to come after the upright into Liam O'Shea's hands when the goal came. But he just uses the ball. I mean, the first goal he got, ball comes across high. He catches that ball. He's mauled. He just flicks it over the goal. As I wrote, you can't beat intelligence. You just have that or you don't have it. And Liam has it in spades. I mean, he's 39, but he's still a handful. I would imagine either Darren McGrath or Brian Lowe will pick him up. But what Liam has given on Ryan over the years is phenomenal. I remember they won a Comórtas Pella, I think 2008, that far back, and he was absolutely phenomenal. And most observers up there would have said he was the best footballer of the weekend in both grades. He was that good, and he has been that good. And he, you know, over the years, he's been marred by injury, but no questioning, he has been on Ryan's best player of the last 50 years.
Wow, that's a big statement, Mac.
Well, I'm not there 50 years, but I'm nearly there 40 years, and he's the best I've seen.
Wow, that's some statement. What sort of a role do you think he'll play on Sunday?
Probably the same again. He'll probably start and go as long as he can. Now they took him off when the game was more or less secure last weekend. I'd say with an eye to this weekend, he's part of the management team as well, so he stayed on the sideline. And it's just his ability to bring other players into the fray is what's so important, and how great it is for young lads playing the forward line to have the likes of Liam there to guide them and to help them along.
You saw Ballinacorty in action against Clashmore Kinsale Beg. What did you make of that night, Mac?
They were impressive. No, Clashmore on the night folded in the second half, but they were impressive. They've some speed on the counter attack. They have forwards and kick points, like, you know, Conor Prunty seems to be sometimes operating full forward. He's a handful. I would presume if he goes in there that Darragh will pick him up. Speaking of players who are not going to be available for Waterford, Darragh's another player not available for Waterford next year. He's going travelling. It's just they have. I think they'll have too much for on Ryan here, and I think their forwards could cause on Ryan really got a bit of bother.
Looking at the second game, then we have Bricky Rangers against Kilrossinty to round off the action at 6 o'clock Sunday evening. Mac, when the draw was made, a roar went up from the stand, presumably from the Kilrossinty fans. But how do you see this one going?
I'm glad you brought it up, because I was going to bring that up. Yeah, it was very noticeable. Probably Kilrossinty are probably the favourites here, but I wouldn't rule out the Brickies here. If couple of question marks about Mark Cummins, Philip Welch, whether they have full fitness. I think Tom O'Connell is kind of half carrying an injury as well. But the Brickies have a good couple of good footballers as well. Now, they were lucky, as I said to somebody from the Brickies that night, you've used up all your luck, because you got the goal in the 66th minute, and then they were drawn out of the hat to be the seeded team. So maybe their quota of fortune is gone. But they won't fear it, you know what I mean? They could win it. Kilrossinty are probably the favourites. The two Fitzgeralds are, gee, they have some pace. It's wonderful to see lads with electric pace like that. It's a while since I've seen players with that sort of pace, level of pace. Pat White was very good the last day, but Strably's challenge was far short of what you'd normally expect from Strably. So, you know, the Brickies will surely take motivation from that cheering that they heard. And both teams will go into this saying, you know, we have a chance here to reach a semi-final. I'd go Kilrossinty, but I'd give Brickies a chance.
Mm-hmm. Well, Kilrossinty have to improve their accuracy, Mac, because I think they had 10 wides the last day against Strably.
They had, and worse than balls falling into the goalkeeper's hands, you know. And they had a number in the game before that as well. So, yeah, they didn't put away Clashmore. They had chances to put away Clashmore, didn't put them away and got caught. So, how much work can you do on that? You can do a certain amount of work on that, but you'd still say, I was impressed with Alan Dunwoody, by the way. I thought his movement was excellent. And now I was a bit surprised to see Donny Fitzgerald being taken off. He was their free taker. No, it didn't backfire on them, but it could have. No, it didn't. So you'd still say that they probably have enough, but look, if the few guys I mentioned there pull it out for the Brickies, don't rule out a surprise here.
Yeah, so we have two quarter-final doubleheaders to look forward to on Saturday and Sunday in Fahar Field, and then we'll have the draw for the semi-finals on Sunday night. We also have a Premier Intermediate semi-finals going ahead on Sunday, a doubleheader in Limmy Bryan, Ballinamila versus Rathgormack, that shows in at 1:30. And then we have Rowan Moore versus Medeligo, and that goes ahead at 3 o'clock. And there's also relegation playoff in the Premier Intermediate, that goes ahead on Saturday, and it's the clash of St Saviour's and Kilmac Thomas at 3:30 in Carrickbeg. Just before you go, Mac, you mentioned a couple of players that are going to be unavailable for the Waterford footballers in 2024. As I understand, there's been no nominations from clubs for the vacant position of senior football manager. How worrying is it that that position still lies vacant?
It is, and it's difficult. And I mean, it's incumbent, I suppose, on the top table, for want of a better description, you know, your county chairman, that to get, if there's no nomination from clubs. Like, you hear regular contributions at county board meetings. You've been at a lot of them, Tomás, and it's, you know, the same few who generally contribute a lot to when it comes to debating football. And it's up to these people, as well as talking the talk, walk the walk now, and help come up with somebody, rather than all the time, you know, complaining at county board meetings. This is where action is needed. We have a few football clubs in this county. We're more predominantly football clubs rather than hurling clubs. And these football clubs, if football is in crisis, it's up to them to start the process of trying to address it, rather than just going in and giving out. Bit of action required here, as well as talk.
Yeah, certainly a bit of action needed for Waterford football in the coming weeks and months. McDarren McDonagh, Captain Dungarvan leader, thanks a million for dropping in the studio today.
No bother.
They're trying to play that ball forward. Dermot Ryan leaving the ball there to Conor Gleeson. Trying to scoop in, make room for himself, turning to his trusty right. He's having a go. He backed himself. That's a super score by Conor Gleeson. He's been threatening all through there. He's got two, but that's a super score. That's a real lift for the men from the Nair. Great score, Conor Gleeson. Backed himself. Super score, Gary.
Great score. Great stuff by Conor. He's really leading the way up there in the forward line. He's just winning all the ball. That time he went up on it by himself and backed himself and kicked a great score from 40 yards.
Lorne Napurka with Tomás McCarthy on WLR.
Well, on this hectic football weekend, there's also a whole host of Eastern and Western fixtures to look forward to. The pick of those is the Western Intermediate Final between Sliabh Gua and Nair on Sunday. That will take place in Farfield at 1:30. We have Eastern Intermediate semi-finals over the weekend. De La Salle versus Tramore on Saturday at 1:45 in Dunhill. And on Sunday, Mount Sion versus Kill at 2 o'clock, also in Dunhill. We also have two Western Junior semi-finals on Saturday. Ballyduff Upper versus Anshan Fubal at 2 o'clock in Cappaquin. And then at 3:30, it's Afan versus Lismore in Ballyduff Upper. In the Eastern Junior semi-finals, Butlerstown versus Ratgormuck has a 12 o'clock start on Saturday in Fenner. And then at 4:15 in Tramore, it's the meeting of Fenner and John Mitchell's. Two relegation playoffs also taking place in the West. The Western Junior A playoff gets underway very shortly in on Ryan. That's a 7:30 start between Tallow and Kilgobnet. And then on Sunday, the Western Intermediate relegation playoff, Shamrocks versus Dungarvan at 3:30 in Cappaquin.
Lorne Napurka with Tomás McCarthy on WLR.